It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. At least 2 million concussions occur each year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But now, new mobile technology being used by the Allegheny Health Network will allow physicians to better diagnose and treat concussions. I'm joined now in Studio A by Keith Lejeune, Vice President of Innovation Deployment at Allegheny Health Network. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Happy to be here.
Also joining us by phone is Jason Cruikshank, an athletic trainer, at St. Edward's High School in Cleveland, who has used this new technology. Jason Cruikshank, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Keith Lejeune, let's start with you. Just for people that maybe don't have a full enough knowledge of the technical definition of a concussion, give us that thumbnail explanation, if you could.
Well, I'm not a physician.
Right.
I should point out, and I would rely on the clinical folks to really describe what a concussion is. Essentially, what we have in concussions is that someone has incurred an injury, oftentimes from impact, and we are in this case trying to use a variety of tools and information to help physicians learn about the impact and then make a clinical diagnosis.
And obviously the statistics, the numbers that I quoted earlier, with at least 2 million concussions occurring each year, this is something that it comes up frequently that must be treated, and it's serious if it is not. So what is the new technology and how will it help with the diagnosis and treatment of concussions?
So at the Allegheny Health Network, we're actively looking for technologies that can better link our healthcare providers with the patients that they're serving. If you think about it, 200 years ago, most care that people received took place in their homes. And it was only with the development of highly specialized medical providers and the invention of expensive and complex tools for imaging and diagnostics that people had to go outside of their home to seek care. We believe that as technology continues to mature and become less and less expensive, that pendulum is going to swing back and more care is going to be provided to people outside of the walls of a hospital. And we're actively looking for technology that helps link patients with providers. We like the tool that's been developed here at the Cleveland Clinic. We think it does a good job in linking caregivers with patients and the environments that they're in, and we're happy to be bringing it here to southwestern Pennsylvania.
And what is the new technology? What are we talking about here? How does it work?
This is a software tool that sits on an iPad, and the iPad is able to collect information related to a patient, both in terms of their responses to a battery of tests, and also an athletic trainer can use it on site while they're monitoring athletes. When they see someone that has incurred an injury, they can enter information related to that injury into the iPad so that when the patient goes to seek medical care, all of that information is available to them at the time of exam.
And this technology is called what?
It's called C3 Logics.
C3 Logics. And who else is using it?
The technology was initially developed at the Cleveland Clinic. We have on the phone with us today a trainer from the Cleveland Clinic who has been using it. They've deployed it in a variety of schools in northern Ohio over the past several years, and we're now excited to bring that here to western Pennsylvania. We currently provide athletic training services to 20 schools in the region. We're going to be rolling this tool out to some of those schools, and we'll begin offering pilots in a number of the concussion clinics that we operate in the region as well.
And as you mentioned, this technology is already being implemented in Ohio, and as I mentioned, we have on the line with us Jason Cruikshank, an athletic trainer at St. Edward's High School in Cleveland. And Jason, how long have you been using this technology?
This is my second fall season with the technology. I utilized it all last year for a full year from the point of the fall baseline exam all the way through our May 30th, I think, was the last day I was out there by contract.
And how has it changed your treatment of patients with concussions?
Well, more than anything, it's the ready access point. So at the point of injury, I can relay all the information into an incident moment that the report has on the iPad. So the C3 Logics is constructed in such a way that when you open the patient file, you have a bunch of choices. You can re-baseline them, you can do an incident report, or you can do a follow-up exam. And at the point of injury, you want to fill out that incident report and get as much of the baseline information that you can in based on what you're seeing at that moment. Because the further we get away from that injury, the less we remember as we go along, obviously. From that point, too, I can initialize by taking them into the locker room someplace quiet. We can do that initial follow-up exam against their baseline and see what their immediate post-concussive symptoms look like. And then we also save that data to a cloud in Iconic Technologies in which we can compare that and pull that data out later and see what the broad picture is later on.
It sounds as though in a very short time, because I think many of us of a certain age can remember when we were playing sports, and if we took a blow to the head, many of our coaches or trainers back then would say, well, just shake it off or sit out for a while until you feel better, and then maybe we'll put you back in. That it's almost like going from cavemen, using fire to light their area to having electricity at your disposal. Describe the contrast there between how this changes the game for a trainer.
Well, the biggest thing that we've followed over the last 10 years is that if you suspect a head injury of any kind, is you want to pull that athlete out and you want to do some kind of evaluative process. This tool gives us a much bigger picture of where their brain is at compared to where they should be. Now, there are some extenuating circumstances with any tool, any device that we use, is that everybody's different after exercise. Everybody's different in that moment. So it's a tool, and nothing substitutes for the clinical practices and evaluations that we've been trained to do over the years. So it does give you a much better snapshot of where their brain is functioning at that moment, but it's not the whole picture. And you still want to utilize a lot of the old school stuff that we used to do.
And Paul, it's important to point out that none of these tests actually diagnose a concussion. All they're doing is collecting information, providing that information to a physician, and it is a physician that diagnoses a concussion and develops a plan for treating a patient who may in fact have a concussion.
But in terms of doing the early precautionary work that a trainer might do, what it sounds like is you're going from a complete guessing game in many cases to actually being able to make an educated decision about how to proceed before a doctor is able to look at this injured individual.
Well, I think Jason can – sorry, Jason.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Jason can comment more on how it impacts the trainer. But the real value of the tool from the trainer's perspective is that we're not relying on an injured kid or his parents solely to provide information to the clinician when they eventually go and see the physician, because all of the trainer's notes live in the electronic record that he documented during the event, and we can ensure that there is a continuum of information that finds its way back to the physician. So the real value of the tool being on site is that we can have multiple individuals conveying back to a clinician their view of what happened when the injury took place.
It's all real-time information.
He's able to store that information so that when the patient goes to have their medical encounter, that information will be available for the doctor.
And Jason, do you find that parents and athletes are they must be extremely pleased with this new means of treating concussions?
I would agree. Definitely, the parents are a lot more comfortable with the ability for us to see this in real time and give them real feedback at a more immediate response time. The athletes, on the other hand, like any other athlete, the NFL studies and whatnot, they're going to lie, cheat, steal. They're going to do their best to get back to the field, and it doesn't unless they're really hurt, they don't really want to sit out. So the athletes have that give and take. They're a lot more engaged with the iPad by far than they are with some of the computer-based and paper-based testing we've done in the past. But they still don't want to sit out, so they're going to still try to find a way to get there if they can.
Have you ever been able to say to an athlete that was lobbying you, now that you have this technology at your disposal, have you ever been able to maybe say, hey, look at this. This is what we're seeing. This is why we don't want you to go back in the game.
Yes, And one of the key things on the iPad is once you complete their follow-up exam, you can show them this nifty little polygon that, you know, a nice little six-sided graphic that shows them where they were at baseline and where they are now is going to be highlighted in a different color. And when their new polygon doesn't come anywhere close to the original one, they just don't have any argument at that point.
And Paul, the polygon that he's speaking to reflects the individual's balance, the symptom severity that they have resulting from the injury that occurred, their simple reaction time, their choice reaction time, their ability to follow directions in mapping items, and the rate at which they make decisions. So each of those things shows up as an axis within the polygon that Jason's describing, and it gives an individual a picture of how they're doing today relative to how they were doing prior to their injury.
Given the news coverage on the impact of concussions, I understand that there's been some resistance from coaches regarding the C3 Logic's technology. What about that?
Well, I think it's not just C3 Logic's that has that issue. There's all sorts of questions related to a in-game decision about how these tools may or may not be used. It's important to point out that the C3 Logic's tool is not something that enables an in-game decision. It's a tool that allows an athletic trainer to document what's going on and then to help facilitate a medical decision that's made well after the game is over. So there's nothing that C3 is doing that's helping an athletic trainer make the decision as to whether or not an individual needs to come out of the game.
Jason, you were going to say something.
Oh, no, I was going to say that exact line of thinking. I mean, if we're suspecting the head injury even remotely, whether they're reporting it or not, or we hear it on the sidelines, we're going to pull that athlete off the field. And at that point, we're going to start the testing process. But if we're suspecting a head injury of any kind, they're not returning to the field that day.
That's Jason Cruikshank. He's an athletic director or athletic trainer. I keep wanting to promote you, Jason, but Jason is an athletic trainer at St. Edward's High School in Cleveland, and also with us, Keith Lejeune, Vice President of Innovation Deployment at Allegheny Health Network, talking about new technology for diagnosing concussions. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, Essential Pittsburgh will host a public forum on the Affordable Care Act. The event will take place at the Community Broadcast Center. Doors will open at 5:30 and the public is invited. The forum will be recorded for broadcast and air October 1st on Essential Pittsburgh. Send your questions regarding what you would like to know about the Affordable Care Act to esspgh@wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.